one of the things I think our listeners would like to know about is the high percentage of people who are charged but not convicted of a crime.
Sure. If you go back to the high arrest days here in Baltimore City, which would have been around 2007, about 1/6 of the population was getting arrested a year, which out of a city of 600,000 is substantial. In any city, that's substantial. And so a lot of these people were getting picked up, not being charged and released. And in that case, they haven't been found guilty of anything. But up until 2007, that would have stayed on their record. And
so is it fair to say that I think the statistics suggest that 90% of the people who are charged are not convicted of the crime for which they are charged? They are likely candidates for expungement.
There are, absolutely. You see a lot of people being either not charged, arrested and not charged. You see a lot of people being arrested, charged, but the state's attorney can't meet the facts of the case and they're let go. They're found not guilty, not criminally responsible. And this makes up a number of people that are our neighbors in this community. And even though they're not guilty within the eyes of the law, their record appears that they have done something bad, and this is hurting their chances at employment, housing, and government benefits.
As I've written on expungement in the recent past, it's been fascinating that expunging arrest records are an issue that's of importance to all people, not just people living in the city, the people that are arrested or not charged with a drunk driving, people all across the state. There are people who have records that could be expunged, but they don't get around to doing it, and it's held against them.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And there's no reason why someone should be held back from their future on account of being found innocent in their past.
Talk about Expunge Maryland and how easy it is to do this.
So our hope was to make a website that, while it doesn't give legal advice, can walk you through much of the statute and much of the process around expungement. Like I said before, the Google results that you would find for a criminal record expungement in Maryland were not very helpful. Many of them didn't have phone numbers or ways to connect with people that could help you. And so we wanted to do that. So we partnered with the Maryland Volunteers Lawyer Service and Midshore Pro Bono out on the Eastern Shore to help provide low cost and pro bono legal services for those that need expungement help around Maryland.
Why do you think it is that expungement is not automatic in Maryland, and should it be?
I think it should, especially for positive outcomes for people. If they're found, if the charges are dropped, if they're found innocent, these should be automatically expunged as soon as the gavel hits the judge's table. I think one of the reasons why it's not that way so far is the expungement statute dates back to the 1970s in Maryland. We had a different view of criminal justice, which was followed by 2.5 decades of tough on crime policy, where we didn't want to do anything favorable for those, even those not convicted of a crime. And I think we're now kind of coming into a new age as far as our national and state philosophy is concerned in regards to criminal justice reform, where we want to give people the second chance. We've just incarcerated too many people. We've hurt too many lives. And now we're seeing.
Well, this isn't really even about a second chance. This is about being convicted in a virtual age when you're innocent in reality. So,
and that's absolutely true, because if you think about the expungement statute being written in the 70s, the internet didn't exist in the 70s, right? You couldn't Google someone's name and see what their history was at a heartbeat. You had to go down to the courthouse. You had to file with the clerk to get the file and look at it in paper format. That's completely different now, and we need laws that reflect that.
Yeah. That's really interesting. What else can you share? What else would you share with Baltimore leaders about this project?
It's free. It's there for people to use, but it's only as good as people knowing about it. So if people work with this community, those that have a criminal record, either a good or a negative outcome for them, link this on your resources page. Make sure that people know about it, because as soon as people get there, they can get the help that they need. And even for those that can't expunge their records, the app makes sure that everyone is enriched by coming to the website, which is expungemaryland.org, by giving them resources for transitional services, for job training services. So even if they can't expunge their record per se, we want to make sure they come away better off than before coming to the website.
There are a lot of people that believe that the fact that we charge $30 to expunge crimes and it's such a complicated process is a form of institutional racism. How would you respond to that?
Well, I think the way that the stats play out on the criminal justice system generally is a form of institutionalized racism. Expungement's not unique in that regard in the way the criminal justice system works. The fee itself, I think we begin to see a lot of the New York Times, the New Yorker, they're all writing pieces now about how courts are funding themselves off of the very people that the court system is supposed to be serving. And that seems backwards to me. We shouldn't, justice should not be cost prohibitive. And unfortunately, oftentimes it is.
And the fact of the matter is that the pro bono lawyer community probably spends a third of its time on expungement cases, that if expungement was automatic, they could focus on things that had higher impact.
I think that's right. I mean, when someone's found innocent, there's no reason to keep any of that paperwork on their public criminal record.
It's important to note that expungement, when we talk about it, is about people who are not prosecuted or found innocent. It's much harder and arguably a different story about expunging a criminal conviction. Today, we're talking about expunging records of people who are innocent or not prosecuted.
That's right.
So, Jason, the irony of our recently passed legislation to decriminalize marijuana creates a really interesting confluence of events with respect to convictions and non-convictions for possession of marijuana.
Absolutely. While we decriminalized marijuana, we did not make it so people that were found guilty of marijuana possession in the past could expunge that off their record. And so now we sit in this strange moment where something that was illegal is no longer a criminal charge, and they're still going to have to live with the impact of that on their record going forward. Even though if they were to be found with marijuana after October 1st, then it wouldn't go on their criminal record at all.
That's a really interesting topic, one that we need to deal with and we need to change.